bringing you what is old and what is new from the storehouse of God. You're listening to Logos, the Word of God, from the books of 1 Samuel and Jasher. When Samuel had died, all Israel had mourned for him and buried him in his own town in Ramah. Now Saul had cleared the mediums and the wizards out of the country. But when the Philistines mustered and went into camp at Shunem, and when Saul mustered all Israel to encamp at Gilboa, Saul was afraid, and his heart trembled with terror at the sight of the Philistine army. He consulted the Eternal, but the Eternal would not answer him by either dreams or by sacred lot or by prophets. Then said Saul to his courtiers, "Find me a witch, that I may go and consult her." His courtiers said, "There is a witch at Endor." So Saul, disguising himself and changing his clothes, went with two men to the woman by night. He said to her, "Inquire for me as a medium. Bring me up the ghost of someone whom I name to you." The woman said to him, "You know what Saul has done, cutting mediums and wizards out of the country? Why then are you laying a trap for my life to have me put to death?" Then Saul swore to her by the Eternal, "By the life of the Eternal, this will not involve you in any guilt." So the woman said, "Whom shall I bring up for you?" "Bring up Samuel," he said. The woman looked at Saul and screamed. The woman said to Saul, "Why have you deceived me? You are Saul." The king said to her, "Have no fear. What do you see?" The woman said to Saul, "I see a god coming up out of the earth." He said to her, "What is he like?" She said, "It is an old man coming up. He's covered with a mantle." So Saul knew it was Samuel. He bowed with his face to the ground and did obeisance. Then Samuel said to Saul, "Why have you disturbed me by bringing me up?" Saul answered, "I am in deep trouble. The Philistines are attacking me, and God has abandoned me. He answers me no more, either by prophet or by dreams. So I've called you to tell me what to do." But Samuel said, "Why ask me when the Eternal has abandoned you to side with your rival? The Eternal has treated you as he declared by me that he would. The Eternal has torn the kingdom out of your hand and given it to David your neighbor. It is because you did not carry out his fierce anger against Amalek that the Eternal has done this to you today. And the Eternal will put Israel, along with yourself, into the power of the Philistines. Tomorrow you shall fall, with your sons at your side, and the Eternal will put the army of Israel into the power of the Philistines." Saul was overcome and fell at full length to the ground, aghast at what Samuel had said. There was no strength in him, for he had eaten nothing all day and all night. So the woman went up to Saul, seeing he was in agony. She said to him, "Your servant has done what you said. I have taken my life into my hands and done what you told me. Now do what your servant tells you. Let me put a bite of food before you that you may eat it and get strength for your journey." But he refused. He said, "I will not eat." However, his attendants as well as the woman urged him, and he listened to them. He got up from the ground and sat on the couch. The woman hurried to kill a fatted calf which she had in the house. She also kneaded some flour, baking unleavened cakes with it. She put the food before Saul and his attendants. They ate it, rose, and went away that night. When the Philistines made their attack on Israel, the men of Israel fled from the Philistines and dropped slain upon Mount Gilboa. The Philistines overtook Saul and his sons. They slew Jonathan, Abinadab, and Malchishua, Saul's sons. Saul himself was hard-pressed in the fight. The archers got at him, and he was badly wounded by the archers. Then Saul said to his armor-bearer, "Draw your sword and run me through, lest these uncircumcised creatures come and make a fool of me." But his armor-bearer would not. He was terrified. So Saul took his own sword, and he fell on it. And when his armor-bearer saw that Saul was dead, he also fell on his sword and died with him. Thus Saul, his three sons, his armor-bearer, and all his men died together on the same day. When the men of Israel on the opposite side of the valley and the folk on the other side of the Jordan saw that the men of Israel had fled and that Saul and his sons were dead, they abandoned their towns and took to flight. The Philistines then came and occupied them. Next day, when the Philistines came to strip the slain, they found Saul and his three sons lying dead on Mount Gilboa. So they cut off Saul's head and stripped off his armor, sending messengers all around the Philistine country to carry the good news to their idols and people. His armor they placed in the temple of Ashtarte. His body they exposed on the walls of Beth-shan. But when the inhabitants of Jabesh-Gilead heard what the Philistines had done to Saul, all the braves sent out to march by night and took the bodies of Saul and his sons from the walls of Beth-shan. When they reached Jabesh, they lamented over them there. They buried their bodies under the tamarisk tree at Jabesh, fasting for 7 days. And the Lord said to Moses, "Write this thing as a memorial to thee in a book, and place it in the hand of Joshua the son of Nun, thy servant. And thou shalt command the children of Israel, saying, When thou shalt come to the land of Canaan, thou shalt utterly efface the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven." And Moses did so. He took the book and wrote upon it these words, saying, "Remember what Amalek has done to thee in the road when thou wentest forth from Egypt, who met thee in the road and smote thy rear, even those who were feeble behind thee when thou wast faint and weary. Therefore shall it be, when the Lord thy God hath given thee rest from all thine enemies around about in the land, which the Lord thy God giveth thee for an inheritance, to possess it, that thou shalt blot out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven, thou shalt not forget it. And the king who shall have pity on Amalek, or upon his memory, or upon his seed, behold, I will require it of him, and I will cut him off from amongst his people." You've been listening to the Word of God from the books of 1 Samuel and Jasher.